Chrysanthemum Cliff, what is up?
Heather, how you doing?
I'm excited to tell you about something that you have to do immediately because this contest is expiring on the 11th.
Oh, no, hurry.
Would you like to win $2,500 for creating an elf-inspired dish?
Like a serving platter in the shape of an elf or like food that an elf would eat?
Like the movie Elf. Remember in the movie Elf when they had the pasta with the maple syrup and that
was
Will Ferrell's favoritest thing? You can do a new take on the pasta with the maple syrup, or you can come up with something completely new as a nod to the Elf movie, but in honor of that movie just ingraining itself, becoming part of the patchwork of our Christmas holiday season. Onlinecasinos.com is doing this elf-inspired dish contest. Now, don't just go to onlinecasinos.com because there is a cornucopia of pop-ups. So Cliff is going to put the exact link in the show notes. If you are just listening to us and you're like, I don't see any show notes, what's going on? Just search for onlinecasinos.com elf inspired dish and then click from there. But if you just go to the website, it's too confusing.
Yeah, I mean, I think you run the risk too of instead of winning $2,500, losing $2,500 if you do it the wrong way.
It's buried in there, but you can still enter through the 11th at, 11:59 p.m.
I will be completely honest. If you'd had me guess what website you would go to in order to enter this contest, I never would have. Like, we could have guessed from now until the end of time, and a casino website would not have been the one I would have assumed.
I feel like it was brilliant because they've gotten Today Show coverage. We are talking about it. So it's becoming a trending topic with this $2,500 elf-inspired dish contest. So good for you, onlinecasinos.com.
So two things. One, I like that you said, the Today Show is talking about it. We're talking about it as if those two things are essentially equivalent, which I believe they are.
Yes, obviously.
And second of all, what kind of dish would you make? Do you have any ideas about like what you would do to win that? I mean, like maybe you don't want to say, maybe you're going to enter and you're going to win $2,500. But if you feel comfortable like putting that out into the internet, what would you make?
Don't worry, I will not be participating in this. I don't know. The only thing, I'll tell you this, Cliff, as far as cooking goes, if you are going to a potluck with bougie people and you don't have a lot of time, this is the only hack thing that I have recently invented. If you want to make your friends or coworkers think that you are amazing and you can make your own ice cream and you can really elevate it, do this. Get some decent brand, like at least do Häagen-Dazs vanilla, and then buy a tub of good ricotta cheese, mix that together, grab some pistachio nuts, possibly like a thicker, sweeter balsamic to drizzle on the top with the pistachios. It tastes incredibly bougie. And you can tell people that it's your like homemade ricotta ice cream. It's not. It's so easy.
Elf would not make that, but I'm very intrigued because I can't even sort of picture what that would taste like. But now I'm going to try that. That's great.
Yeah, I know you love cheese. Mix whatever proportions taste good to you. So it doesn't have to be 50-50. You can put just a little ricotta. It makes it taste very interesting.
Interesting.
I invented it one night when I was not in my right mind.
I was going to say.
I was 100% happy with it.
I'm in. I'll try it.
And now I look like a genius. What do you have today, Cliff?
So you know the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, right? By Brenda Lee?
Of course I do.
Perfect. So something very, very interesting happened. But there's a bunch of interesting things about the song, but probably the biggest thing that happened is this week, I believe, or earlier last week, maybe, that song hit number one on the Hot 100 charts. Okay. So it's hit number two before, but this year is the first year it hit number one. And so the interesting thing is that song was released in 65 years ago. So a long time ago. And this is the longest time that has ever eclipsed between a song being released and hitting number one. The next closest was 25 years. So like this just like smashed that record.
Wow.
Here's the other crazy thing, okay? So this song came out 65 years ago. So you've got to think, Brenda Lee is obviously dead, right?
Didn't she write it when she was like 13 or something?
She was 13. She was so young. That song sounds like it was sung by a full grown adult
woman
with an amazing voice. Crazy. Yeah, she's only 78. She is still very much alive and very much excited.
That is incredible that she lived to see it. I love that for her. Congrats.
Yeah. What's up?
We should get her on the show.
Do you think that happens? Do you think that's something that could happen?
I mean, she would be on our show before she'd be on Kelly Ripa's show, I would think.
I would think so.
Chrysanthemum Cliff and Heather?
I'll give her a call.
Okay. What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
What to put in your Christmas tree water to keep your Christmas tree alive.